Now, on a topic that is very near to my heart, how many women are there in your life? Friends, family, your mom, your sister, I don't know, your best friend. And if they were in trouble and needed to leave their home due to violence, where would they go? Women Illawarra has been running since 1979, so almost 45 years. They provide a range of domestic and family violence support services for women, including information, referral services, support groups, community health, and court support. To hear more about this, we have Michelle Glasgow from Women Illawarra on the line. Michelle, thanks so much for having me.
No problem at all.
Look, with the rise of DV numbers in the country at the moment and the media attention around that, have you seen a rise in the amount of women coming to seek help?
Over the last couple of years, particularly since the COVID pandemic, we have seen a significant increase in women seeking support who've been experiencing family, domestic or sexual violence in our community. Mm-hmm. Those numbers continue to increase, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's good that women finally are reaching out for support and assistance, but it's also pretty sad that in 2024, the needs for these frontline services for support seems to be increasing.
Yeah. Look, has the recent media attention helped, do you think, more women feel less afraid to come forward just in the last recent kind of weeks or months?
Look, I think that it hasn't really had, for women who are experiencing violence, media coverage on these issues doesn't have a lot of impact on their willingness to report. What it does do, though, is raise awareness within the community around the levels of violence being experienced, and it may, for some women, help them identify whether or not they're in a violent relationship. But we've seen consistently over the years that we've run our service, many, many women reaching out for support each day, each year.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, on that note, look, what does the financial aid look like and how much does it cost to run WI, say for a year?
Look, our funding is fairly limited, so we do run our programs and services on a bit of a shoestring budget. We're also an organisation that is committed to getting as many frontline supports in place, which means staff there to support clients and the community. So a lot of our income goes on wages. So we're in a fortunate position that we do own the building that we're in, thanks to our founding sisters and their vision for the future. But that building's also not fit for purpose at the moment. So we need significant injection of finance to get the infrastructure to support the women and with the current levels of demand.
Look, he has promised an increase. And there's obviously, as you just mentioned, a significant lack of resources there in terms of that building needs to be potentially expanded.
Yeah, absolutely. We need significant investment in infrastructure so that we can actually, one, house our service in one position instead of being spread across the Illawarra, and two, have a trauma-informed approach so women aren't having to travel around our community to get the support. So they can come to one location and they can get all the support that they need in that location. So infrastructure is a huge focus for us moving forward, but also staffing, the levels of work that we're undertaking at the Women's Centre in Coromel Street, we don't have the staff to sustain that. So I'm very mindful as an employer, particularly in this space, that we don't burn our staff out and we offer them the best facilities and the best supports we can so that they can continue this vital work.
Absolutely. Do you have a volunteer-based program at all?
We do have some volunteers that help us at the Women's Centre. Unfortunately, because we don't have funding, we don't have a volunteer coordinator. So it just increases the workload of the staff that are responding to frontline clients. So we are really trying to recruit at the moment to get a volunteer coordinator in so that we can better utilise the amazing people in our community that want to volunteer and support us.
Look, and what's local government down there in the Illawarra actually doing? Are they assisting in any regard? Fundraising events. I know you guys are running one. I just read in the Mercury today about the flowers being laid. That's all good and well, but really at the bottom line, there needs to be more financial aid allocated, especially because this is such a poignant issue that is getting this media attention, but it shouldn't have had to come to this point, when this is an ongoing issue in the country and around the world.
Yeah, it can be frustrating. that a lot of the initiatives that you see in community are being driven and led by those frontline services who are at the coalface, you know, really supporting victims of violence and their children. So a lot of the community events that happen are additional work for those frontline services. I do know that there is the Illawarra Committee Against Domestic Violence, you know, and some of those members on that committee are the local councils. So it would be good to see a little bit more movement in that space. But it is, unfortunately, a lot of the time driven by the frontline charity services, the awareness raising. And it would be nice to see, hopefully, tomorrow's event, which is a call to action for our Illawarra community, might see some, you know, sort of grassroots movement within our community that's not particularly associated with frontline services generating more action and awareness raising activities in the Illawarra. So this is my hope, but yeah, it definitely is an area where we need more community investment and more local government investment.
Absolutely. And, you know, the services you now provide have obviously significantly expanded since you began in 1979. Look, are there any other services or areas you'd like WI to grow in the next 5 years? I mean, for example, easier access to childcare for those that are coming in to Women's Illawarra with children?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, my vision for the centre, and, you know, I'm dreaming and hoping that it will happen, is that we can kind of get back to what the initial intention of the service was, and that was a women's community centre, a place where women in the Illawarra can come to and access to meet any one of the needs that they have. You know, domestic and family violence is a big part of what we do, but it's not the only thing that we do. Yeah. We're about connecting women with other women in the community, building a sense of community and offering opportunities for women who may not otherwise be able to engage to become more involved in community. My vision is a beautiful trauma-informed community centre with a communal kitchen, you know, laundry and bathroom facilities for women who are homeless or sleeping rough, a food pantry that people can access, a genuine community centre where women feel safe to come and connect and be a part of our community.
I mean, I absolutely agree. As someone that in my past has accessed parallel kind of services, here at 2NRS, we will do everything to be able to champion what women at Illawarra are doing for the community down there, which is beautiful. And if we can, you know, be a small part of that and create awareness, which it is what it is, is constantly, you know, growing that awareness, we will do that. And if there's anything in final words you'd like to say to the Illawarra community on behalf of WI that perhaps the public is unaware of, or to the women out there who might be listening and are still scared to come forward?
Yeah, what I'd say to the general community is that I know that if you're anything like me and you've been watching the media coverage of the horrors that are happening in our community around domestic and family violence and what's happened at Bondi, you know, violence towards women in general, it can feel really overwhelming. And sometimes you can get paralysed and thinking the issue's too big, there's nothing I can do to change. But I think collectively, every single one of us, if we each took a small action and did something each day to either educate ourselves, monitor our language. Are we using dehumanising or derogatory language? Let's challenge that if we hear it. You know, have those difficult conversations with our family and our friends when you see or they do something that could be offensive or undermine, you know, the worth of another community member. Let's just start having those difficult conversations. I think each of us, one by one, can actually have a ripple effect across our whole community in changing attitudes and behaviours towards women. Everybody, even when you feel overwhelmed, even just educating yourself or having a conversation with your family and friends can have a significant impact. And for those women who may be too frightened to reach out and seek support, please understand that when you do contact our service and our sister services in the community, that wherever you are and whatever you're at stage you're at in your life and whatever your experience has been, we will see you, we will hear you, and we will believe you and support you. So please don't be afraid that we're not going to believe you. Pick up the phone, reach out, email us, pop into the centre. We'll do everything that's in our power to support you.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have put it better myself. Michelle, thank you so much for your time. Women Illawarra's website is www.womenillawarra.org.au. If you or a loved one are in need of help, please call 1-800-RESPECT or in extreme emergencies, 000.